Good evening to our dear listeners. It is currently 6:05 p.m. You're tuned in to Digging the Ice with DJ Goose and DJ Didge.
Hello there.
We have taken the unanimous vote from the two of us.
Yes.
This is a democracy, so we do vote on stuff.
That's right.
Theoretically. We have decided to move our show up by 2 hours.
And I think that works better.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, and considering the fact I was like falling asleep by like 9:50.
Yeah.
Every night.
It's a Sunday. It's supposed to be chill. Late night Sundays aren't usually that welcome.
No. I would get really tired. And then I'd be like, it's 8 p.m. Oh, so we're switching the time to 6 to 8 p.m.
And I already feel better about it.
I feel so much more awake and alive.
Same. We started the show with One of These Things first from Nick Drake. And
in the background right now, we currently have Meow,
our signature Meow
from Digging the Ice, from
Love You So Much.
Love You So Much.
Yes. This is a real classic, and a classic for us for Digging the Ice, but it's been a while, and we're back now.
Thank gosh. Glad to be back. It's been probably over 4 weeks.
It's been around a month.
Yeah.
And, you know, new year, new us, 2026 is upon us. It's pretty massive. We're not going to think about it right now.
Oh, boy.
I know.
What else is going on right now is the Eagles game. Yep. And if you know anything or have tuned in to any Digging the Ice show in the past, I am a huge Eagles fan. So we're currently, you're going to get live updates from me for the game, for our 2 hours. It is currently the end of the second half, and the Eagles are up by 13-10 to the San Francisco 49ers. It was not the most exciting game so far. I missed if the Eagles missed a 2-point conversion or something in the beginning of the game because I was trying to figure out how to watch it.
Ooh.
But.
Well, the Eagles are ahead right now.
They are ahead.
At the half.
Thank gosh for that.
Yeah. Not kind of a low scoring game. If you watched the Bears game yesterday, that was pretty intense and very fun.
Did not get a chance to see it, but I did hear from a source in Chicago that the Bears, the Bugles, and some other B starting named team that I don't remember, also a Chicago team, all won last night.
Did they?
So three Chicago teams won.
The three Bs.
Yeah. Which is cool. Chicago I was Bs. Like, good for Chicago.
Yeah, good for the Windy City.
Yeah.
I love Chicago, personally. I got family in Chicago.
Chicago deep dish pizza is low-key on top.
I've had the real deep dish once.
So good.
And I knew it was delicious, but it was such a long time ago, I don't remember how it actually tasted.
I'll have someone send me one to frozen that I'll heat up.
Okay.
It's so good.
I think I know this person.
Maybe DJ Stitching Pink will send us one.
Could you get another affiliate to go to New Orleans and get some beignets and ship them up?
But I feel like that wouldn't work as well.
I mean, Café Du Monde.
I know. I think we just have to make the trip ourselves.
Is that... Yeah?
Yeah. But my favorite story... DJ Didge earlier was asking me what stories I tell other people about me. And I thought that was actually a really interesting question, too, and something I'm going to start posing to all my friends. Of what story... when you, like, tell a story about yourself to someone, what's, like, your main story?
Because
it says a lot about both you, of, like, what stories you think about yourself... And also, what people want other people to know about them.
I kind of see it as like a second first impression.
Yeah.
It's like, this is your first introduction to my lore.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you going to lead with?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It doesn't have to be sequential.
No, because it's just like, because like when you first meet someone, it's like, oh my gosh, like, you know, like we're undergrads. So it's like, what's your major? Like,
right.
Where are you from? Are you from Jersey? Probably, if you're on this campus. Are you from Massachusetts? 45 minutes outside of Boston, but really you say you're from Boston.
And if you're from Jersey, you debate whether or not Central Jersey's a thing or not.
That was a lot of my freshman year conversations.
Yeah, it's like still going. It's not over.
No, because no one believes I'm correct, which I am.
I think you're correct.
Thank you.
It's fine. What do I know? I'm from Massachusetts.
He knows a lot.
I don't know that much.
He does know a lot. But, Well, now he believes Central Jersey exists.
There are many good stories.
So there are many good stories. And the one I was about to tell is one of my mom's favorite ones from one of the only times I've ever been to Chicago. And it's, I like took a bite. I was like, it was my after my bat mitzvah, and I took a bite of this like Chicago deep dish.
Yeah.
And apparently, I look at my mom or my dad. I'm like, why isn't all pizza made this way?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was that good. And like, it's like a pie.
So good. Like, the crust is so good. I don't want to call it pizza. Good.
Like, I mean, it's delicious, obviously, but I wouldn't call it a pizza. It's more like a pie. You like the chicken pot pie without the chicken.
Yeah, because chicken's weird, but like...
You like the pizza without the pizza.
No, it's still pie. Pizza. Like, the crust is still definitely a pizza crust.
Oh, for sure. I will say.
It's really good.
But it's thick like a pie.
Not really. It doesn't have that pie. It almost would be more like a tartan, like a tartine.
What's that?
It's like an open French pastry kind of pie, like a quiche. Like, it'd be more like a pizza quiche.
Mm.
Okay. Which is not really a pie.
I remember the last time I had quiche.
I'll make quiche soon. I love quiche. Oh my gosh. Like a good broccoli cheddar quiche.
It's such a brunch item.
Yeah. And also, I do know pizza. I am from Jersey.
No. I'm not trying to say anything about what you know about pizza and what you don't
know. Like, if I was from, like...
Conservatively, I would say it's not a pizza.
That's fair.
You gotta say it's not like that stupid. It's like a hot dog, a sandwich. Like, that's a dumb debate.
Yeah,
it's like is. I almost called it a sandwich. A sandwich. It's not a sandwich.
Hello, big summer blowout.
Is that frozen?
Oh my god! Oh my gosh!
Isn't that like yoohoo?
Big summer blowout.
Wait, it's with Sven and what's that guy's name?
Kristoff,
thank you.
And then they're singing that song in the shed and everything.
Yeah. They're looking for shelter.
Yeah.
They're on their way to Elsa.
And then Anna's like, no, they're not.
No, they're with Anna.
They're with Anna, finds them, is like, I bought you carrots because, like, I'm amazing.
Well, Sven needs carrots.
Yeah.
Does Kristoff need them too? Doesn't he share them with Sven?
Yeah, it's like a weird relationship of a horse and a man.
I never thought I'd say this. I think I need to rewatch Frozen.
You do. I actually rewatched it recently with one of my really good friends from home. Shout out, Lauren. And she and I were like, I just got my wisdom teeth pulled out. I'm just sitting there watching this movie being like, wow, it is a much better movie than I thought it was. Yeah, than I remembered great. It being. It's one of the best Disney movies of the past. Well, it came out a really long time ago now.
I did not see the second one, so I don't know what the story is there.
Second one is fun. I feel like I'm really into saying that people break their brand. So I feel like they didn't fully break their brand with that one, but there were moments where it was like, this is odd, but it was really good.
Okay.
Oh, and it's the Bears, the Bulls, and the Blackhawks. Football, basketball,
Bears,
hockey.
Bulls, Black... Okay, the Blackhawks one.
Yeah.
I like the Chicago Blackhawks.
Is that basketball?
Hockey.
Or is that hockey?
Hockey. Bulls. The Bulls are the basketball team.
I don't really pay attention to Midwest sport. I don't pay attention to sports past, like, the midline.
But, like, the Bulls had, like, a generational run. They had Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis
Michael
Rodman.
Michael Jordan was on the Bulls?
We're going to go back to the music.
Stop doing this, like, podcast stuff.
No.
Or you'll
be back.
That. We'll be back.
It's just, yes, Michael Jordan was on the Bulls. We're going to kick some Roy Ayers right now.
You're currently tuned into WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial or wherever you can get a VPN, Wi-Fi, maybe even the cellular Ethernet. It is currently 6:14 here on the East Coast. I'm DJ Goose.
And I'm DJ Dig. We'll be back with the bird score and more shenanigans. This is Searching from Roy Ayers. I'm not afraid to die.
So stop fooling your man and roll with the one breaking wall. We get started. ciel vert éclairé trop blanc. Couche-toi dans la terre, respire le vent.
tick, 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 tick. Tick, 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 tick. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much. I love and appreciate you. Have a beautiful night. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now that we're getting into the snowier part of the year, or well into it, it's important to practice safe driving techniques when driving on the snowy, icy, or stormy conditions. Make sure to drive slower than you normally would, accelerate and decelerate slowly, and increase your following distance behind the vehicle in front of you. If the conditions are especially icy, don't stop if you can avoid it. Don't power up hills, and definitely don't stop while going up a hill. It's also smart to keep a bundle of cold weather gear in your car in case of emergency. Some of my favorites to keep in my car are heated toe warmers, heated like the toe warmer things, the hand warmer things. Always keep an extra pair of gloves in your car, a blanket. If you have the training for it, a good tarp is good for a hypo wrap if you ever are in desperate need. Definitely always just make sure that you have like a windbreaker or some other form of jacket in your car, either stowed, like I have mine stowed in my extra wheel in my car. Especially like when, if you're going like skiing or snowboarding, like you never know what conditions you're going to get back when you get off the mountain. So just be especially careful. And remember, if the conditions are especially treacherous, the safest option is to stay home. There will always be another powder day. There will always be another day on the mountain. It's okay to just stay home some days and bundle up and get some hot chocolate. Don't get on the road if you can avoid it. This message is brought to you by your safe driving DJs here at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington.
That's right. You be safe out there on those roads. There's a lot of ice, a lot of snow, a lot of wind, a lot of water, a lot of stuff. A lot of hazardous things.
Right now we have snow that then became slush that then got frozen over, which is, we were trying to walk on that earlier.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah. One of us may have wiped out.
I don't know who that is.
Surprisingly, it was not DJ Didge, as I would expect myself to be.
Yeah, I was embarrassed.
It's okay. It's okay. But
we don't have to do news and weather anymore.
We don't?
No, because our show is at a different time.
But I honestly... But
DJ Didge would like to.
I would like to talk about a little event that happened before we left here.
Oh my gosh.
DJ Goose happened to be participating and competing, I should say, in a little thing that happens here in Vermont, or specifically UVM, called Rail Jam.
So fun.
Yes. The University of Vermont is known for its intense ski and snowboard culture, and that love and passion for the sport was on full display at the Ski and Snowboard Club's biannual Rail Jam Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
The event was held in the hills outside of Macaulay Hall on Trinity. Go Trinity, where students gathered around to witness their fellow catamounts.
DJ Didge lived on Trin for a year.
That was sarcasm.
I know, but context.
To witness their fellow catamounts trick off rails in ways that would impress the panel of judges. The spectacle of a rail jam is something that is not offered in many other universities. Students cheer and hold suggestive posters while bundled up in winter clothes. Cans of Red Bull and ski merchandise get tossed into the crowd, and a DJ provides the scene with an energetic backdrop. They also had MCs and a lot of other people, mm-hmm. But if you want to see some cool photos of Rail Jam, go to the Vermont Cynic, which is vtcynic.com. Look up the top story, which is Rail Jam,
yeah.
And you'll get to see some visuals of what Rail Jam looks like in action, yeah. Specifically Thanksgiving.
Yeah, if you're looking for other videos from Thanksgiving, we have they're all on the UVM ST snowboarding, the UVM SSC, UVM snowboarding ski and snowboarding club Instagram, or just ask your fellow UVM friends. We have a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
there's plenty out there.
Okay, up next we have
some stuff from this Marshmallow LP by The Sweet Enoughs. This is Mysterious River Snake, only here on WRUV FM Burlington 90.1.